Hello.
Hi, Brianna.
Yes.
Hi, Brianna. This is Nadine with Local Splash. Thomas was going to text you, I think, to let you know that I was going to be calling.
Oh, okay. I haven't gotten a message from him, but that's okay.
It's probably because he just got to the job site, and I said, please make sure you text her before I call, so she doesn't wonder, who is this calling me?
Okay.
Well, let me just kind of tell you the reason for my call. I've been talking with Thomas, and he asked me to call you because he said you can get it set up, because he just got to a job site. So I'm with the company Local Splash. I don't know if you have access to his emails, because I also emailed him everything.
Is it on the Acme?
Yes.
Generator?
Yes.
Code? Yeah, I have access to that one.
Okay. Perfect. If you want to go in there, there's two emails that came from Nadine Medina, just so that you know who I am. We were talking to him, in fact, because I'm with the company Local Splash. We're a Google Channel partner. We just had a position open up within our company for his category.
Okay.
So we were reaching out to him about listing his business on the first page of Google because we want to work with a company, right, that has a good reputation online and, you know, that provides a quality type of service. And I was telling Thomas, like, I came across your Facebook. You got good reviews on there. You know, I'm looking at also, I think it was on Angie's Leads. I saw something there, too. And I told him, you have, like, a good reputation online, right? And I think even with him being in business for years, definitely tells me he does a quality type of service, right, for his clients.
He really does. And not just being his wife and, like, office manager, but, like, just knowing him personally. Like, he really does.
You could tell. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I can tell just by even sometimes speaking with the individual, like, you know when someone prides themselves in what they do, right, and how attentive they are to his clients, you know. I mean, even on one of the reviews. Says he's awesome, very impressive, talks about affordable, completely appreciative of every single job that they are called to. So, like, I mean, people are saying really good stuff about his services. And
awesome.
This is the kind of company that we like to work with, right?
Right.
So what I was mentioning to him, you know, with our listing being exclusive, that means that we work with one business per industry, per area. And the reason that we do that is because we want to make sure, Brianna, that the company that we're working with is getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure, that we're not turning around and signing up one of his competitors, because that's like us working against ourselves. No benefit to our company and much less to you guys, right?
Right.
So when I was speaking with him, you know, based off of what he and I had, you know, discussed, like his targeted area, right? And I can also confirm this with you, too, just to make sure. I see that he's targeting from Edgewater, like, about a 50-mile radius. We're talking, like, Ormond to Oak Hill is what he had mentioned to my representative.
Correct.
And it's for both residential and commercial, right? He doesn't have, like, a particular preference.
No. Nope.
And I know he doesn't have a website, but he also utilizes the Facebook, right?
Correct.
And so what I was telling him, one of the packages that I would recommend is our Platinum package. If you're looking at the email there, okay, the Platinum package, we offer it to him at a flat monthly rate of $249 a month, okay? There's no click fees, no cost per call or per click, nothing like that. It's a true flat rate. It's just a one-time $99 setup fee, and that's really just to cover his programming. So for him to get it started today would be $348. Now, every month after, he's paying just the $249 a month with no contracts. We just ask him to at least stick it out 2 months. So we call it a two-month verbal agreement, but as I mentioned to him, he's still paying monthly, right? He can cancel it any time. But this will give him the first page placement search results, both on Google and Bing. So with Google, we're going to get him PIN verified, create the profile, optimize it, maintain it on the first page. Now, that's whether someone's looking for a generator installation, HVAC services, furnace installs, repairs. We get them found for multiple keywords, as long as they're the services that he's offering. Now, also, the listing being exclusive, and then he's going to have Facebook advertising. The Facebook ads allows us to retarget anyone who has an interest in a service, makes a certain income level. We can even retarget an audience by location.
Okay.
Okay. So the Facebook ads, have you ever seen a Facebook ad before?
I have, yes.
Okay, so as you know, it's something like you searched for previously, and once you're on your Facebook, all of a sudden it pops up, and you're like, I was just looking that up a few days ago, or I was talking about it, right?
Right.
It kind of freaks you out a little bit, no?
Right.
My sister-in-law was freaked out because we were talking about menopause symptoms, but she was looking them up on Google, right? And it's so hilarious because she's new to the iPhone family and freaked out because she thought her phone got hacked. I'm like, no. So I had to
explain
to her.
Doesn't it just correlate with like what you're looking up on Google and then
yes,
like how, you know, like how you said, yeah.
And that's what I had to explain to her because she was new to the iPhone family, so it was hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing. It took me a while before I could even stop laughing to explain it. But so that's how they would work, and it's a click to call ad. Now, also, we covered the mobile platform, iPhones, Androids, tablets. You'll have a profile on Yelp and Apple Maps, and we're going to include a website for him. So we'll build the website, host it, maintain it. The website, we can set it up where if he wants clients to book appointments with him through that site, we can add videos, pictures of his work. It has automatic SEO settings that's going to help with his ranking. He's going to have a tracking and reporting system so that he can track his results. We also help him capture reviews, so we create a tiny URL that he could either email, or you might be able to do that for him, email it or text it to his previous clients, ask them to leave him reviews, because it's a modern-day word of mouth, right? And so we make it as simple for him. So that's everything that we include in this package, and we manage it all, so this way he can focus on his jobs, right? And these are live calls coming directly to him. So he could cherry pick even the jobs that he wants to take.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any questions in regards to this?
No, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I still like to kind of go over it all with you because, you know, since you help him manage all this, I think it's important for you to also know exactly what it is than just reading it, right? This way you have a full understanding. So that's everything in a nutshell. And so, yeah, so Thomas is like, listen, I just got to this job and I need to get on this. Can you call Brianna? And, she can go ahead and set everything up. I go, okay, what's Brianna's role? Is she your office manager, the wife? She's both. I said, okay, just wanted to make sure. So, what are your thoughts on all of this? I mean, what do you think?
I like the idea of it. I do. I'm just, the only thing, sorry, I just put my daughter up from daycare.
It's okay.
The only thing that worries me is it's just me and him.
One man show, right?
Right. It's just me and him. So when I'm, like, sometimes I'll bring my computer with and I'll do all of, like, the billing, the invoicing, and everything on the job while he's working. And then, like, in between me getting stuff for him.
You're afraid of helping him. Overwhelmed, right?
Right.
That's a good concern. That is definitely a good concern.
And I'm afraid it's going to be, like, too much for him to handle because it's just him.
Let me share the timeline with you. Okay. Never ever has Google marketing ever been created to overwhelm any business. Okay. These programs are really created to generate a steady flow of potential clients. And I'm talking like quality type of clients that you can be selective on the ones that you want to take because you're not charged per call, per job, or per click, right? We can be very targeted to the areas that he wants to target. We can be very targeted to the services. So to share the timeline with you, Brianna, because I don't want to mislead you either and have you thinking that tomorrow you're on the first page of Google and now you guys are being bombarded, right?
Right.
That is definitely, I promise you, it's never going to happen like that. So to kind of give you an idea of the timeline.
Like as of right now, we're almost 2 weeks booked out.
That's okay. That, you know what? if you told me you were 6 months or even 4 months booked out, then I could understand, like, yeah, maybe this wouldn't be a good fit. But I promise you 2 weeks, how this is going to work, right? So when we get it set up, we schedule also a client interview, which is the most important because you're going to talk to my technician about, like, the keywords, the, you know, the areas we're targeting, the Facebook ads, the website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
From that time, we're working. So within 6 to 10 days, you guys are going to get a PIN code in the mail from Google. That PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So you're going to get that within 6 to 10 days. Yeah. Okay. Now 5 to 7 days. Hi, Annie. Now 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories, the popular ones that I talked about, but we're also going to send you your login credentials to start tracking your results. Okay.
Okay.
7 to 14 days is when the Facebook ads are live and the website. Those are both up and running within 7 to 14 days. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing. The first page placement on Google, Brianna, that's going to take between 30 to 45 days. That is our promise. Now, I will say that I've seen sometimes, okay, where it has happened sooner. But our promise is always going to be 30 to 45 days, okay?
Okay.
So what I say is this. The first month, a lot of it is the programming. That is not to
getting everything set up and initialized and...
Yes. And that's not to say that you might not get some calls, okay? But a lot of it is the programming the first month. When you're going to feel the strength of this program is going to be in that second month, okay? But I promise you, this is not, it's not to overwhelm you or bombard you. It's to give you that steady flow and you can be selective on the ones that you want to take. I mean, listen, let's say Thomas got to a point, right, where he is like booked out for 3 or 4 months, right? You can call us and say, can you guys put it on a temporary pause right now? Because we just can't handle it. We're like bombarded for like 3 or 4 months, right? We need to put it on a pause. You don't lose your position. Okay, you're not being charged for it, and we're not optimizing it. So it's kind of like at a standstill, right? We don't want you to feel like, oh, my gosh, like I can never get out of this. We don't work like that. Okay, so I just want to kind of share that with you so that way, you know, and that's a concern. You know, that's a legitimate concern to have, and I'm glad that you shared that. So that way I can explain it'll never work like that, I promise you. I have business owners that literally will tell me, well, I want to do this when I don't have any work. And I'm like, no, you want to do this even if you have at least 1 or 2 months of work, only because this isn't going to happen overnight. So if you're going to wait until you have absolutely no work, I tell them, you're going to be in a panic because you need work now and it's not going to flip. It's not going to, it's not a light switch. I can't flip it on.
Right.
You know? So, but yeah, I mean, that's what I wanted to explain to you. And I'm glad that you asked. And shared that concern with me.
Okay.
Does that all kind of make sense?
It does.
Okay.
So, I mean, the thing, I feel like all this is put on me because he goes by my judgment. If I think it's legit, you know what I'm saying? If I think it's...
It sounds like it's, my husband. You know what I mean?
Right. And he's like... He's like, well, what do you think? If you think it's okay, then I'm for it. And I'm like, okay.
What?
Okay.
It's so funny that you say that because my husband, when our kids are older, right? We have grandkids, but they'll be.
We have 5 kids.
Oh my gosh! Well, between my husband and I, we have 8.
Oh my gosh! So you know how it feels.
Yes, and we have 12 grandkids. So my husband, this is what he does. And I look at him every time he does that. He's like, hey, Vanessa's going to call you right now. And I'm like, why? And he goes, because she needs to borrow money. I said, well, if she asked you, why didn't you just answer? I told her she had to ask you. And I'm like, make me the bad guy. Right?
Right.
Like, why are you putting it on me? And so I get that. You know, my husband will always say, oh, well, you got to ask Nadine or you got to ask your mom or, you know, and I'm like, or he'll tell me, you think it's a good idea? I'm going to leave it up to you. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know. So I wear a lot of
like,
hats.
Why is this ball always in my court? Like, throw it in your court for once.
Right? Yeah, no, for sure. And I get that. I totally get that, you know.
But I love the idea. I really do.
It's honestly, let me ask you this. Did you guys recently sign up with the Angies? Because I saw
no, we actually canceled it because we never used it. Like, we were getting all these
leads,
leads and stuff, and we were paying for them, and nobody, like, we weren't able to get to these people.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. In that case, Brianna, in that case, honestly, and it's not putting them down. They're a great directory, but they charge you for every single lead. And that lead, they're shooting out to like two or three other companies, right? And you're paying different prices. And even if you can't get to them, it doesn't matter to them. You're paying for it. They send it to you, right?
And I had to pay like $1,000 just to cancel
them. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
It was
why $1,000?
Because of all the leads we had. I had to pay for all the leads.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, that makes sense then. Oh, my gosh.
And I was like,
yeah.
And I was like,
I
don't, I'm not asking for this many leads. And it was like the same thing I told him. I said, we are busy. Like, I want it paused. Like, from the get-go, I said, I want it paused.
I'll let
and
you know
I said, this
be turned on. Yeah.
Right. And I said, I'll let you know whenever we need it turned on, which is mainly in like our quote slow season, which is like, you know, like fall and winter.
Well, and here's the thing, right? And this happened to another guy that I had talked to a few months back. He was kind of in the same situation like you, right? And he goes, you know, I told Angie's, listen, right now I'm going to sign up, but I need the leads not turned on, right? He had business for like 3 months. Okay. They didn't hear him, or actually they just didn't respect what he was saying. Those leads got turned on. He's busy with work. He had no idea. He didn't have someone like you that was, you know, helping him, right? This guy ended up with like a $3,000 bill beside himself.
That sounds like what we did. Like, we paid, I mean, I know for a fact we paid more than that.
Yeah, he was pretty upset.
I want to say it was like $7,000 or $8,000 that we paid over the span of the time we had it, but we never once used it.
God.
Not once. Not one.
You have all your receipts, right? Because it's a tax write. At least claim it on your taxes. At the very least, you know what I mean? That's a lot of money. I'm so sorry that happened to you, but I hear it often, you know? So I can definitely understand with like a program like them, definitely, you know, it's not wise to have those leads turned on because you're being charged for every single one. And that's where it's very different with Google placement because they're live calls and you can, again, be selective because whether you got 50 phone calls, 100 phone calls, if you got a job for, you know, 20,000, you're still only paying the $249 a month. And that price you're grandfathered in, so it's never going to change. No matter how long you're
right.
With
mm-hmm.
But again, I promise you, it will never overwhelm you. It's really just to provide a steady flow. But the best part of it too is not just cherry picking those jobs, but you could be super targeted to the areas you want to target, to the services that you want to be found for, because it's targeted marketing is what it comes down to.
Right. I mean, I don't, so you're telling me if I go to Google and I type in Acme, like that's what's going to pop up.
Honey, they don't even have to know your company by name. They're going to find you by your services. So what they're going to type in.
So if they type in AC?
Yes. HVAC services, HVAC installs, AC installs. If you do furnaces, let's say you guys do duct work or you want to be found just for generator installations. And you can change those services at any time. It's not set in stone that that's all you can be found for, right? You can be found for multiple keywords just as long as those are the services that you guys are providing, right?
Right.
And there's so many different ways that people perform that search. Like if I'm looking at your Facebook, right? I see your Facebook like on your intro. It has you guys with air conditioning, heating, generator sales, and service, right? That's what I see on your Facebook page. Okay. So those are the services that we definitely want to get you found for, right? But here's the other thing. Okay. Cause I just noticed that you guys put up, and you put up a post, right, on your Facebook that you're hiring an apprentice.
Right.
Okay. Do you know those Facebook ads? We can run an ad for that on Facebook.
That's like bittersweet.
So you can use them in that way too.
Okay.
Okay. You can definitely say, listen, I need to run the ad looking to hire, right? Or looking for an apprentice. Mm-hmm. There's so many different things we can do with the Facebook ads.
Right. I hate anxiety.
You and me both. You're not even going to believe it. I'm just like, oh my gosh, because whenever one of my kids, she's kind of like, she's my oldest, but she is like the worst of them all, because anytime I get the text, mom, I'm like, okay, this is going to cost me money. But if I get the mommy, then I'm like, this is going to cost me a lot of money. And that gives me anxiety,
right?
Because I'm like, what is this girl going to ask for now? Now, what's it going to cost me? I had to close the bank with her. I told her ATMs shut down.
Yes. And you know, I can't stand the fact that our kids look at us like that.
Oh, I finally had to tell her, listen, I am not an ATM. And she's just like, well, I said I was going
to
borrow it.
That's what my 10-year-old daughter was like, mommy, are you taking me to Sephora today? And I'm like, what do I look like?
Yeah, you know what?
She's
my
like,
cousin,
well, we'll try again tomorrow then. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you think so. We can start walking. I'll see you there tomorrow.
That is hilarious. I can't believe it. I don't mean to laugh, but oh my gosh. That is so funny. Yeah, she's going to still try. I know, my cousin, her son's
like, what
12.
Do I look like?
Yeah, her
she's
son's
10 years
12,
old,
and
she has more, like, and she's like, mommy, for my Easter basket, I want nothing but skincare from Sephora. And I'm like, okay.
Is she on TikTok?
All right, girl.
Watching all the
right. And, right. And that's all she has. She's like, Drunk Elephant bits and that and that. And I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I know my cousin, put the Apple Pay app on her son's, phone. She created an account for him. She's like, oh my gosh, I am going to choke this kid when I see him every day. He's, mom, can you send me $10? Can you cash app me $10? Can you put $10 on my Apple Pay? She goes, what are you doing? Well, I need a snack for after school. No, you can start taking snacks from home. Like,
right.
It's every day. She's all $30 a week is what I'm spending. I'm all, you got to put your foot down.
I wish it was just 30. Times that, times how many kids we got.
Oh, my gosh. But they're all blessings. They're all blessings.
They're in disguise, but yes.
I know. We have a lot of girls, and I tell my mom, I don't know if it was a curse or a blessing with all these girls.
We have two girls, so we're like a blended family.
So are we. I have four daughters. My husband has three daughters and one son.
Oh, no, it's the opposite with us. So I have a daughter I have two daughters that I birthed.
Uh-huh.
And a son. And Thomas has two boys. One's 15, one's 12. That's
aww.
From him. And then I have a 10-year-old girl, a 6-year-old boy, and then together, Thomas and I have a 3-year-old daughter. This is Thomas's first daughter, and I'm like, you're never going to know a love like it, but
no.
You're about to go broke.
Yeah. Hold on.
And you're never going to say no to her.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets on me because he's like, why do you discipline her? And, like, he's like, how can you spank her? And I'm like, because you're a boy dad, and just like you can never fathom the thought of punishing your boys. Meanwhile, I don't mind smacking them into next week.
Yeah. My husband's the same way. He's like, you know, I'm the tough one. He's the like clean slate. I'm like, how
no,
many
he's like,
slate?
Let's try again later, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like,
You're like, no.
Yeah, like they called me earlier. They're like, can you order us McDonald's? I'm like, no, we have food at home. Cook it.
Yeah, exactly, right?
So then they go call their dad, and then I get a notification on my phone that dad DoorDashed him McDonald's. And I called him. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, well, we got to feed him. I'm like, we have food at home for them to cook. I was so mad.
Sounds a lot like my household. And then here we are. Now he's saying, call Brianna. She'll set it up.
Yeah. That's it. She'll take care of it.
Well, he's lucky to have you. You are appreciated. I have to tell myself that every day. I am appreciated. Sometimes it could be overwhelming, but it's all good in the long run, you know?
Is it, though? I'm just kidding.
I know I say the same thing. Okay, I'll keep telling myself that.
Right. Come on, Abby.
So do you get text messages on your number, too?
I do, absolutely, yes.
Okay. I'm actually going to send you the same text messages that I sent over to Thomas. So
okay.
You're going to get the text with my contact information. I'm really what's considered, Brianna, the lead on the account, but I always, always like for you to have my contact info so that you have for
okay.
your records. But it's also at the bottom of the email, too. And then
okay.
I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service department, okay? So
okay.
what I had mentioned to Thomas is we have a team that's going to be dedicated to your guys' account, right? If you had an update,
so is there like a person designated towards it? So if there's
changes, a whole team,
et cetera, and stuff.
There
okay.
is a whole team. Yeah. So that's why I'm going to send you this number. I am going to highly suggest that you save this number in your phone under the contacts of Local Splash. Okay. So that we always
uh-huh.
have our number. But if you had an update, a change, a question, or a concern, you're just going to contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. You're 3 hours
uh-huh.
ahead of us. So we're actually here for you 10 to 7. I've had so many business owners tell me those are the best hours because I'm working during the time, you know, that it would be earlier, right?
Right.
So
whenever he gets home,
7,
I'm lucky if he's home before the sun goes down.
Well, let him deal with it, you know. But, yeah, so that's – I just sent you that. Did you get the two texts that I sent you?
Hang on. Let me look.
Okay. Should have went through. Let me double check.
My phone decides, like, not to vibrate while I'm on the phone.
I know. Sometimes that happens to me, too. I'll hear, like, a little thing or something, but mine doesn't always do it. It depends.
Yeah. And he still never sent me the message that you were calling.
No?
No.
You're like, thanks for letting me know. You should
right.
send him a text. Hey, Nadine, you told her to call me? See what he
yep.
says. But he probably won't answer you because I know I'm just getting to the job unless you want to call me in 30 minutes. But go ahead and call Brianna. Let me give you her number. I started laughing. Okay, make sure you let her know that I'm calling. He's like, okay. I tell my in-laws, if you
yes, I got the text
need,
message.
Beautiful. I tell my in-laws, if you need us to be somewhere on a certain day at a certain time, do not give that information to your son. You
right.
need to get it.
Oh my gosh, it should be like a standard rule.
Oh yeah. So my father-in-law, because my husband's grandma passed away, my father-in-law calls me. I'm at boot camp and he's like blowing up my phone because I'm seeing it on my Apple Watch and I keep ignoring it. Finally, I call him and he's like, and my sister-in-law is calling me and she's like, my dad's looking for you guys. And I'm all, what are you talking about? Long story short, I called my father-in-law and he's like, you guys were supposed to be here. And I said, miscommunication because I got no message sent to me about anything. Let me talk
right.
to your son. My husband's like, I don't remember my dad and I agree. I'm like, well, you need to get on the horn with your dad right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what's going on. And I told
right.
my father-in-law, I always tell you, let me know, because I'm the planning coordinator. I'm the one who keeps the schedules around here. So your son, you tell him one thing, it goes out the other ear, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Same with, like, the boy's mom. And I'm like, don't ever go to him when you need him to know something.
Yeah. Let me know, because I'll get it taken care of, or you know what I mean? The message will
right.
get.
Same with sports, practices, this, that, and the other, if a schedule change in it. And I'm like, don't.
It's just crazy. I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know if you need to call Thomas, just kind of run it by him, or you let me know
no.
what you want to do.
No, that's what I was going to, like, how do we move forward? Do you just need
okay.
payment?
Yeah, what we're going to do, Brianna, is you and I are going to set up the account. It's going to take about maybe 10 minutes tops, because I know it's late and the evening for you too, and you've got things to do. And then what we'll do is we'll schedule the client interview either to be with Thomas or with you, because the client interview is what's going to be the most important. We're going to block out an hour, and that's when you're going to talk to the tech about the keywords, the search terms, the website, the Facebook ads. So that's where the real magic is going to happen. And that one takes about 30 to 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer, but
that's
like to schedule
today, right?
It at a time. No, honey, that'll be like tomorrow sometime. Okay.
Okay.
So should we create the account under your name or under Thomas's?
Thomas's. Whatever information you need, I have it.
Okay. What's his last name?
Clement. C-L-E-M-E-N-T-S.
Clements. Okay, T-S at the end, right?
T as in Tom, S as in Sam.
Got it. Okay. And then the phone number that should be listed for the business, is that going to be the 386-314-7039?
Are we able to change that in the future?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, just use that number for now.
Okay. Now, the company name is going to read as, so this is what I wanted to clarify. So on your Facebook, it says Acme AC, the word and, Generator Company LLC. Is that how it should read?
That's what we want. Yep, that's our DBA name.
Okay, perfect. Let me do this because we want to make sure we list it accurately. Now, Google's going to send out that PIN code in the mail, and it's almost going to look like a postcard. It's going to have the PIN code looking with Google at the top, it'll be written. This is what's going
to
make you the red dot.
Like, sign in or anything?
Oh, here's what it's going to have, a PIN code. When you get that PIN code, you're going to call us with the PIN code because we're handling everything on our end, but we're going to make you guys the full ownership of it. We're just going to be listed as managers. I just need to know what address that they're going to mail it to, and it can't be a P.O. box. It's typically like what they would say, your home office, your home address, but we hide your address because your address cannot show anywhere on Google because it's a home office, and that's Google guidelines.
So
what
should
address?
So our business is registered to our home, but we have a shop.
I would
like
say
a warehouse.
Yeah, I would say, if anything, because the address is going to be hidden, if you have the business registered at your home address, that's where you would want it to be sent to. Just so that way everything's the same. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But the address will not show. I hide it.
Okay. So that is 1702 Edgewater Drive.
Uh-huh.
And that's in Edgewater, Florida.
32132 is the zip code that's popping up for me.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And let me just click to hide that address because, yeah, we don't want anyone knowing where you live at. Okay. Now, for the payment, the card that we're going to be using today, is it in your name, the business name? Is it in both? Does it have Thomas's name?
It's a business card that has the business name, but it's also in my name.
Okay. So how does your name read on it?
Brianna, B-R-I-A-N-A.
Okay.
The last name is Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T. D as in dog, T as in Tom.
Okay, perfect. So on the receipt, it's going to have your name, right? That's what's going to be the name on the account. But I'm putting Thomas as being the primary, okay?
Yes.
You're going to be noted as one that is authorized to make changes to the account, okay?
Okay.
And then, and you said it also has a company name on there? How does the company
name
read on there?
It's Acme Generator Co., LLC.
Acme Generator Co., LLC. Okay, perfect. Let me just fix that. Same billing address?
Correct.
And Visa, MasterCard, American Express,
Visa.
Or Discover? What's the card number?
4741-6590-1363-0586.
Expiration month and year?
08/24.
And the CVV code on the back?
725.
I want to put a security question on your account with us. Brianna, you could choose that it'd either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
The city I was born in.
What city was that?
Deland, D-E-L-A-N-D.
Okay. Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification recording. It's because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise. It's just going to outline our service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. When I am walking you through it, if there is something that you don't understand, just tell me, Needy, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
That would be Acme AC and Generator Company, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brianna Schmidt, Office Manager.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Brianna, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
And sometimes the reason we might call you is because we have an update on the account. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. We're going to be contacting Thomas first because he's going to be set as the primary. Okay? Yeah. Because I think that's what you preferred, correct?
Correct.
Unless if he changes it and says, put Brianna, and you agree. Okay?
But that has to come from him, correct?
I would say let it come. Well, you guys kind of both have authorization. So even if you called and said, listen, we need to switch me to the primary, contact me first before contacting Thomas, either way,
so
you guys are both mentioned on the account.
If if you try to get a hold of him and he doesn't answer, would you guys then try to contact me?
Yeah, if it's really something urgent, because we attempt with a phone call, text message, and email, but we'll also reach out to you, too, if it's really something urgent, because we want to make sure we just want you to be involved in what we're doing. Because this is what's going to also help you guys be successful. We're doing all the work, right? But we might need input on the Facebook ad, or maybe we have a question on a keyword that we're seeing, right? So we definitely want you to be, like, at least attentive to when or responding to when we reach out to you, in other words, okay?
Right.
Doesn't mean we're calling you every day, right?
Okay.
Now, also, please be aware that you might get a call from, like, another company that's trying to sell you another type of online product, okay? They're not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $249 a month, even if someone called you, okay? And you weren't sure, is this really Local Splash calling? Always ask, what's my security question? And they will hang up on you if it's not us, okay? That's
okay.
How you'll know. Make sure he knows where you were, what city you were born in, right? I say that because my husband forgets for me. So, okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
And let me explain it, okay? Because I usually
like that was the right answer.
It was, but I still want to explain it, okay?
Okay.
What we're saying here, we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call and let us know so that
way
we can
reference. It would only be Facebook. That's it.
Yeah. So here's the thing. We know you got Facebook, but if you called us and said, hey, I'm going to start running Facebook ads, we would tell you don't do it. We're already running Facebook ads because we don't want you investing more money, okay, if you don't need to. All right?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. which is March 27th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on April 27th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term's completed, Brianna, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number that I told you to save, the 877 okay. number. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, we just ask at least call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to update the package. I'm going to process the payment. I probably only need 5 more minutes, and then we'll be all set. You're going to also get your receipt sent both to your email, and it's going to be sent to you in your messages, in a text message, okay?
Okay.
The next order of business, and this is where I need you to think if it's going to be you or Thomas doing the client interview for tomorrow. Who do you want that to be set with? Because if it's with him, then we need to figure out what time's going to work with him.
Okay.
And the client interview, just so you know, will block out an hour. It takes about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. You do not need to be in front of a computer. Basically, they're like crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, going over the Facebook ads, the website, where to send the pictures to. So that's what's going to be happening.
It would probably be me, but I'm going to try to have both of us there.
Okay, perfect. So let's try to aim for what time you want so I can look at the calendar right now to see what we have available.
What's the latest?
Let me take a look. For tomorrow, the latest time I have would be your time, 6 to 7.
Okay. I'll do that.
Will that work? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So let me do this, and then we'll just go over a few notes so that way my technician knows where to start from. Now, on your Facebook, okay, you're just going to add us on as managers, not owners, okay, because all we're going to be doing is managing the Facebook ads. We're not doing your posting. I still encourage you to continue doing your posting to keep your content fresh. Okay, but we're going to manage the Facebook ads. And then I know you guys already have a business logo too, right? And I saw pictures.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then do you want me to have the Facebook ads to run within the 50-mile radius? Is that where you want to keep it at?
Yes.
Okay. And then you guys are doing both residential and commercial work, or do you guys have a preference?
I think he prefers residential, but he's open to commercial. But I think his preference is residential.
Okay. No worries.
But he's able to do commercial.
He can do both. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this email that you're going to get right now, it's just for your calendar invite, letting you know that we're going to call you tomorrow between 6 and 7 o'clock your time. We're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure, Brianna, to just answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you and let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, call me back in 5 minutes or call me back in 10 minutes and we'll call you right back, okay? We'll send you a reminder too to your phone an hour before your interview so that way you know it's coming up in the next hour, okay?
Okay.
Now, under the services, HVAC, what else do you want me to list? Is it installs and repairs?
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
For the services, is it HVAC installs and repairs?
Yes.
And then what else do you want me to notate? Generator installation or what do you want me
generator, to generator installation, repair, warranty, service.
Oh, okay.
We're factory trained and certified through Generac.
Wow. Okay, factory trained and certified. Through Generac?
Uh-huh.
G-E-N-E-R-A. RAC? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then let me see here. So tomorrow it's going to be 3 p.m. our time, which is 6 your time, and that's the 28th. Okay. He's licensed and insured or in the process?
No, he's he has a state license, and we have workers' comp insurance.
Sweet. And then now we can list his physical phone number on there, or we could put a tracking number that's linked to his phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the app store. So he can track his phone calls, his text messages. He can block calls, like spam calls that might, you know, if he got a spam call. Do you prefer it be his phone number listed there, or are you guys interested in the tracking number? It's your preference. And even if you don't do it now and you want it later, just let us know and we can put the tracking number. It's not going to cost you anything.
So it would be an app he downloads, and then does it go to that app?
No. Actually, if let's just say the number was like 123-456-7890, right? That's the number that they would see. But when they call that number, it's ringing to his phone. So there's an app that he downloads from the app store, and it just allows him to track his phone calls and his messages, and he can even block spam calls, right? So it's just another way to prevent it. We'll put his phone number? Okay.
Yeah, because he has it plastered everywhere else, on the logo and everywhere else on Facebook and on his van.
Yeah, then let's keep it as his then. And then when we're contacting you guys, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text?
All three.
All three.
He's more responsive with text messages because, like, as you stated, like, he had just pulled up to a job.
Yes.
So
he's
a lot not easier. Really the type of person to go, like, walk up to a house.
And be on the phone talking to somebody. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to put text, but then I'll put all.
Okay.
Okay. And then now when it comes to the hours of operation, what do you want me to notate?
8 to 5,
Monday through Friday?
Correct. Yeah, that's what we have on the Facebook page, but he works way more than that. He works way before and way after that, and he works every week.
Poor guy. Okay, we're just going to put Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You guys can schedule on weekends as you feel fit. And then what forms of payments does he accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit card, Cash App, PayPal.
All of it.
Financing. Okay. So cash, check. Let me know if there's something you don't want. Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo.
He has Zelle. He has Venmo.
PayPal. Does he do Cash App or credit cards?
We do credit cards on our invoicing app.
Oh, beautiful.
But there is a 3% charge, I believe.
That's okay. That's at your discretion what you want to tell them. Do you want me to put Cash App or any other thing, Apple Pay?
No Apple Pay. We don't have iPhones. I don't know his Cash App, so I don't even know.
We'll just keep it as cash, check, credit card, Zelle, Venmo, and PayPal. Is that fine?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Now, the last things, I need you to find, there's two emails, or it came in the two messages, I need you to, because we sent it to both, I need you to find one that says Google verification, photos needed, and there's one that says initial invoice. So whichever one you find first.
The one that says get your Google business profile verified?
Yes. So that one gives you a list of items that we need pictures of, and we put a URL so that way you can upload it. So this is going to help us get you verified through Google faster. So on that list, send us what you can. Picture of his work tools and or work equipment. Work truck or work van with the license plate showing. Picture of his business license, business insurance. Picture of his business registration. Picture of an invoice that doesn't have a client's information on it. Business cards. Whatever he can send us on that list that you can upload photos of.
That's about the business.
Yes, that's about the business. Because we're just verifying with Google, yes, this is your company. You're a legitimate company. Okay? It's part of Google's process, and it'll actually help you guys get verified faster. Okay? So whatever items you don't have, Brianna, don't worry about it. Okay, just send us what you can.
Well, I have all of the above that you stated.
There you go. Yeah, the more you can send us, the better. Okay? Now, the last one I need you to find.
Even a work shirt, you know.
Whatever. You
shirts and stuff, yeah.
Business cards, whatever. Now, the next one is, it says initial invoice, and it would have came either before or after the welcome one. And it'll say, Brianna, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
The email we have on file, please click here.
Yes. Yep, click there. And then it'll take you to a page that'll say Local Splash, Terms of Experience. And do you see where it says mobile phone, and it should have your phone number on there? Because the account is set up with your card, that's why. Is your phone number listed in that one?
It's Thomas's phone number.
Okay, perfect. That's fine. They can text him, right? So what you're going to do, you're going to click on the box underneath of it that says you agree to receive text messages to the mobile phone, okay? And then you're going to click on the box below that that says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is true and correct. And then at the bottom, all you're doing is typing in your name exactly as it reads there, just Brianna space, and then Schmidt space, or well, hit confirm signature because you don't need to put a space. The date's already there too. Now when you do that, you should have something popping up asking you to enter username and password.
Yes, I have that
okay.
now.
Perfect. So this is the last part. This is where you go in and track your results with us. Right now, we don't have your username or password yet because we're going to be creating that. So within 5 to 7 days, just be on the lookout for an email with this link, a username, and a password, okay? So that way you can start tracking your results. So just as a reminder, tomorrow we're calling you between 6 and 7. If I am not on a phone call, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. If you need 5 or 10 more minutes when we call, just say, call me back, and we'll call you right back, okay? We'll send you the reminder an hour before. Remember, starting from tomorrow, be on the lookout 6 to 10 days for the PIN code in the mail from Google. 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories and receiving your login credentials. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads and the website are live. 30 to 45 days.
Is the login credentials for this Local Splash?
Yes. Uh-huh. That's your client dashboard. Yeah. And then remember, 30 to 45 days is always going to be the timeline for the first page placement on Google. It could happen sooner, but a promise is 30 to 45, right?
Okay.
And we'll send you notifications, too, letting you know once you're on the first page in the directory. So we're going to be keeping you all in the loop, okay?
Okay.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you both and welcome you to our Local Splash family. I'm super excited for you guys, Brianna. Very excited.
Thank
you. I was glad to speak with you, okay?
Thank you.
So we will talk to you tomorrow. Alrighty?
Okay. And that was at 6 or at 7?
It's going to be between 6 and 7 o'clock. Probably,
perfect.
I would say 6, 6:15 maybe, around there.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, Annie? Okay.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. You're welcome.
Okay.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.